So a salvation recap is, this is what it means, the process or state of being saved, a person or thing that delivers you from evil, danger, or rain, and deliverance from sin and penalty. Well, I was born and raised what people call a cradle Catholic. Do you know what a cradle Catholic means? Has anybody ever said that to you before? No?
It means to be born Catholic,
and basically you do all the Catholic things. You go to Mass every Sunday, and you received your sacraments, your first communion, your confession, and now you're going to be confirmed. That's what it means to be a cradle Catholic. And that's what my parents did for me. Within days, I was baptized there as an infant, and they held their promise to God to send me every Sunday to CCD and confirmation classes. They made sure I did all of that because that was their vow to God. And I enjoyed going to CCD. I liked learning about Jesus. Did you guys enjoy any of your classes? Were you intrigued or did you want to learn more? Well, anyway, I, as a child, did like it. So when I hit confirmation, I was thinking back to when I was your age and what you're going through now, and I don't really think that I grasped what salvation really meant. I mean, I just knew that going to church was good, and going to confession and going through the motions, that was all good. You know, that was the good part of my life. I don't really think I really grasped the meaning until 5 years later when I found myself in this place called Medjugorje, Yugoslavia. Has anybody heard of that here? Medjugorje?
Well, the Betty talked about being cheap earlier.
Yeah. Well, I was cheap too in a sense because I was a travel agent. And I was young, and at the time, I was 20. My friends were going to college, and I was learning a separation in my life where I was more with the adults now because I became a travel agent. And so I was really struggling at that time in my life because my friends really didn't, I wasn't in over there anymore. They were in the college thing. And I was too young to be the big adult. You know, they treated me like, you know, unequally, if you want to put it that way. So I kind of felt like I was out of place at that time. And I ended up in God's providence in Medjugorje, Yugoslavia. Now, has anybody heard of what an apparition is? And she still is appearing. And so that's really what intrigued me at that time was there were these six children, they called them, that were seeing Mary. And they were, a couple of them were my age, and I was like, what's all that about? You know, it was more of a curiosity thing. And as I was traveling or looking through a magazine, I saw this deal. You could go there for like $250 for 10 days. And I was like, I think I could do that. I can, you know, I can sweat it out for 10 days to see what this is all about. And as Irene said, you have homework. Go and see how many apparitions there are of Mary over the time. You know, there's dozens of them. There's Our Lady of Krakow and Fatima, and they call her the Queen of Peace in Medjugorje, in Yugoslavia. So, Mary's main appearance, because you'll hear, do you ever hear from your friends, oh, you guys worship Mary? You guys ever hear that from your, that you worship Mary? Or, well, actually, do you hear it? Actually, we honor Mary. So next time somebody says that, say, you know what, we honor Mary. Because, I mean, what was the best role of a mother but to bring Jesus, you know, our Savior, into the world? So anyway, the reason why Mary appears or that God sends her is that she's a messenger of God to let us know that he loves us and that he will help us if we turn to him. She invites us to accept her son Jesus as our Savior and especially to let us know he's our salvation. Okay, so back to Medjugorje. Here I am in this Yugoslavian site, and six children are proclaimed to see her. And there are people, the church at this time might have been a little bigger than this church, and it was packed wall to wall. And there was a person from Croatia here on this side, and a person from Italy on this side of me, and I was just overwhelmed at the people that were jam-packed in the church. I just felt this overflowing of God's love to see all these different people. That bargain, that $250, turned out to be way more than I had bargained for, because I started seeing the people. I don't know about you, but I tend to want to avoid the confessional. But there were people, just probably 50 priests, and people were just lined up with lines forever to get into the confessional. And I started seeing all this, and I thought, you know what? I want whatever's going on here, whatever these people are experiencing, that's what I want. Well, we got to see one of the visionaries. Her name was Vishka, and this is probably the turning point and started getting my gears thinking about salvation. She said, you know, you choose whether you're going to hell or heaven now. How you're living on earth. You have the choice. And I'm thinking, I just started thinking about things in the flight, and we were getting ready to go home, and I'm thinking, what if that plane fell out of the sky? You know, where am I going? Do I know where I'm going? And so I went to confession that night, and the confession, reconciliation is a freeing thing. You know, you get back on that level with God, and then the healing starts. Speaking of healing, I didn't see this, but a friend of mine did, and this was another thing that intrigued me. She said she saw a crippled man in a wheelchair. A priest went over to pray over them, and she saw his limbs straighten, and he actually got up and walked. So that way, I learned that Jesus is our healer. He's our Savior, and he's our healer. But then I realized when I got home that the Catholic Church was a gift created by God, and that he's waiting for me to unwrap it. He's waiting for us each to unwrap the gift. I could see then in the final gift that my job was done on this earth, and I received, what do you think is the final gift God gives to us? If we use all those tools to unwrap it. I heard it. Salvation. That's the gift. I suddenly realized that the Catholic Church had the necessary tools for me to unwrap that gift. And do you remember, what are some of the gifts? What are some of the gifts? Can somebody tell me some of the gifts of the church? Okay, and what about the tools? What are the other tools that you guys have learned about? Baptism, scripture, the rosary. When I was in Medjugorje, I bought a rosary in Italy that was silver and it turned gold. That was another life-changing thing. So basically what we're asking you to do is ask Jesus and Our Lady to help you use those tools. If you do, you'll stay on the path of salvation. So I challenge you to use your free will to choose salvation over damnation. Because, you know, you're going to get out of here this weekend, and then you're going to go into the real world, and that's where it all begins. So, you know, remember that God is there to help you, and that he's your salvation. And when things get rough, and you don't know what to do, that's when you want to pull out your bag of tools, so that you know what to do next, so you can stay on the path. So God has a plan for you, but most of all, God waits for you and me to ask him for the courage to put them all into practice in your lives. God bless you all.